Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You know, you can be all the things you've always wanted to be. Beautiful, sexy, easy as 1, 2, 3.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through. Just let your soul.
I'm Mouse Jones.
I'm Fly Rod.
And Mac Wilds is still not here. You don't know where this nigga is at. But you know who is here?
Me.
And you.
And you.
At home. Yes, who's sir. Listening right now. Or
feet
at work.
Up. Feet up.
I'm very comfortable. I'm not going to lie to y'all.
It's cozy in here.
It's very cozy.
I'm not going to say we're getting money, but it's almost there.
Boy.
We have to like.
Boy.
The tip of the iceberg.
We right there. We are right there, like
we still don't got no money.
We still ain't got no money, but it feels better. And that is all in part due to you, the fans, the neighborhood,
absolutely,
our faithful listeners. So we will take this time right now to thank you, like we do at the beginning of each and every show, for making sure we have 500,000 plus listens, making sure that we are charting every week on these on iTunes and whatnot. We just want to thank you. We want to say continue to support us. And we want to say, like I said, we wouldn't be here without y'all. So continue to follow us on Instagram, guysnextdoor_. Email us at guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. If you have a question about a relationship, we need to see you. So send your pictures and the pictures of your significant other. I don't want to be giving out the wrong advice. I don't want to give you ugly girl, skinny girl advice. God damn it.
All the girls. We just want the advice for you.
We just want to give you the right advice. We got to give you advice where you're at, not where you're aspiring to be.
And if you want to be a skinny joint and you big, say that in the letter. Like, look, I'm trying.
You're trans big?
Yes, I'm trying to get smaller. I might be trying to get bigger. You never know. It happens. You laughing, Mouse, but it happens.
Why are you going to tell her I'm laughing?
Because
they couldn't hear me.
They hear you laughing.
Oh my goodness, Ryan, what the fuck is good, bro?
I'm chilling, man. New York for a little bit.
I'm glad. New York feel better when you're here. I ain't gonna hold you, bro. I'm so glad that we became as close as we become.
They told me it was the summer was over when I first landed, but it is hot as shit today.
Boy,
so I think you are right when you say I bring out the best in New York when I'm in.
I didn't say that. That's not what
I think you did.
That's literally not.
You say you're the best host. In the world,
yeah.
I'll give you the world.
I haven't hosted over.
Right.
In America, so I'm gonna say
when I come into towns and cities, I bring the best out.
Now, what happens if you go to LA and it starts raining?
That means the plants gotta. It needs some. We don't want the drought.
So you just bring. So essentially, you do bring out the best
in every place. Every place. I feel it's only right that I have a slogan too.
If you. If you say it, I 100% believe it.
See?
And ride with it. So that's all that matters.
That's what
I. But I'm telling you, I'm New York feels very good when my brother is in town. It feels very good. You did your chicken and douce party.
I did.
How'd that go?
A lot of chicken, a lot of douce.
Was there real chicken there?
Yeah.
Like fried chicken?
Fried.
Doesn't matter. I can't.
I didn't have none. That's not part of my diet.
Yeah, whatever.
I have dietary restrictions.
Yeah, whatever. So do I.
I try to stay away from the fried and the dyed and weaves for this month. Just this month. It's something for me.
And this is why you're on fucking Lipstick Alley now, and they're saying you don't date black women.
Exactly. They say that, but they don't know me. Out of all people.
You just said you're staying away fried, dyed, and weaves.
Yeah, that doesn't mean. White women, people have weaves too. They do all that.
I think that would be a waste of a white woman if you're dating one with a weave. I mean, they're all waste, but
they really tried to fry me up on them blogs.
Yo, I didn't know we was that big.
Why do they think I'm the person that dates white women?
Because the two of us are, me and Mac are in relationships with black women.
Okay, but I'm not in a relationship with a white woman. Nobody's ever seen me with a white woman. Ever.
Essentially, but they haven't seen you with a black woman.
That's not true.
I'm talking about they.
They don't even know us. They is somebody behind a computer typing all day. They don't know nothing about me. How about you ask me specific questions?
Thank you. Ask me specific questions.
I asked for trail mix. This nigga gave me 40,000 M&Ms and two cashews. Gave me two cashews and 40 shit.
That nigga can't appreciate nothing, James.
So unappreciated. Now, that's how you single.
Oh. Wait a minute.
Did that hurt your heart?
Shout out to Dev. Shout out to Dev. Dev is working through some heartbreak. But Ryan, why are you single? A lot of that listeners do ask, so why are you single?
This will be doing this episode.
I asked a question. I can't ask a question why my man is single.
Why am I single? All right. I've been asked this question a couple times in my life.
While up these bitches.
In order to grasp my attention, I feel like you need to be able to teach me something. Not saying that I don't want to teach you, because of course I want to teach you, but every relationship somebody has to, there has to be a teacher at certain situations and a student. I don't always want to be the teacher. Sometimes I want to learn. A lot of times I want to learn. I need someone who is who likes to discover new things and isn't afraid to try, go different places or try new foods and stuff. I like to do stuff like that. I like to travel. I like to eat new food. I like to do a lot. And a lot of people can say they are ready for that step, but when it comes down to it, they're stuck in their ways. Not saying I'm perfect. Not saying I'm not stuck in my ways, but the ways that I need for a woman to be in my life, I haven't found her yet. And I don't want to half-ass my next relationship. And I feel like if I get somebody who I just am in it for a physical thing, or they just make me laugh and it's not physical, I'm half-assing.
You could be with a woman that just makes you laugh and not physical?
No, I can't. But I'm pretty sure there are people that settle for one thing that they love and they just...
I don't know what man would settle for a woman that could just make him laugh. Do you think men could be attracted to... Do you think men can settle like women do when it comes to that?
Absolutely.
Why?
Because I see it all the time. I'm like, yo, why are you? Then I just let it go. It's none of my business. It's really none of my business. I won't even say just men. A lot of people in general settle.
Oh, definitely. I think men are some of the biggest settlers.
Yeah.
Just because we essentially never know ourselves, and by the time we figure out who we are, what we like, we're already like, feel like indebted to the person we're with, so
don't be with them. I give signs that I don't want to be.
Niggas don't like being.
You know the sign
though?
I give that says I don't want to be.
What's the biggest sign?
Telling them I don't want to be in a relationship.
A king.
Like if I express that to you first, you can't force me into a relationship.
James, you want to peel that shit a little quieter?
Come on, brother.
You how long you been doing this? I bet you don't do the shit at SOC.
Exactly,
because SOTC.
Oh, now you know.
SMD. How about that? That's what I call that show.
It's crazy. Nah, but yeah, like people settle all the time.
When was the last time you settled? And what did you settle for?
This bum ass trail mix I just got. Mad M&Ms. I just settled. Shit is trash.
Nigga, that is past settling. We are out here scrounging right now.
It's just crazy. Niggas just hungry. But nah, like, I don't know. Shay. When's the last time you shut up from a woman's perspective? Like, because I know they always say, like, we always talk about how we feel and there's no representation of women on our show a lot. There is a lot more now coming up, as you'll see in future episodes. But they want to know, like, why is it just us? So as a woman, when's the last time relationship-wise you settled?
Well, I've been in a relationship for 3 years. I'm a little different.
Now, 4 years.
When it comes to me.
Let's talk. Let me hear this.
I only have one relationship to go off of. Okay. But
all right, so let me rephrase the question,
because y'all don't.
Last time you settled when you wanted to fuck with a nigga?
Ooh, good question, Ryan. Shay's wearing a very nice members only jacket. Some of y'all are not old enough to understand what a members only jacket is.
I mean, outside of being like dickmatized.
Nope. I mean, you can't just say the dick made you subtle. I want to know something outside of just
right. the dick. Because that's easy.
Yeah.
Easily subtle.
I'm very selective with who I mess with to begin with. And me personally, I understand a designated league and a designated lane. Mm. So if you tell me to, if we start out and you say, I don't want a relationship, I try and keep that in mind when I do start to feel myself slip down that emotional, like.
Do y'all always slip down that?
Always. God damn it. You could be on the best page with a joint, like best friend moment. Like, God damn, like, yo, our sex is amazing. I can talk to you about anything. I could be like, yo, there's this girl I seen and she look good. But you know, we can have those conversations and it'd be so good.
The next time you be like, yo, I seen this bitch. Oh, you don't respect me.
It goes slower. Like the things that you do in the beginning, they love it. Oh, you're so honest. And you just, oh my God.
And then next thing you know, you're disrespectful. You're
so honest. You tell me everything. Like, no man has ever been this honest. And that's why everything is so good. That's why you like my best friend.
Look, now you're just an asshole.
That's month two.
Month three is like, damn, like, I mean, what? Not what all we, but like, can you see? Like, I know you say you like other girls, but let's say.
Hypothetically
speaking, can you see? Like, yo, I'm not really, you know, I'm focused. Yeah, you're right, you focused. I'm focused on me too. You focus on you. And we focus together.
Month five.
Nah, like really, like, like I'm coming over here and you don't think I'm going to catch feelings?
I'm leaving all my stuff here.
I'm not going to catch feelings? You told me from jump this was just us being cool.
Month seven.
Pow, pow, pow. Those gunshots. Oh. And don't really get that far, you know? Month seven is
yo, if you are a nigga who makes, now I'm a nigga who has made it to many a month in situations because I like to smoke. So that's why when you said month seven, that's why when I said month seven, I was like, let me see where Ryan had that. That's what it be like.
Go by months, men forward.
By month seven, it is way more arguments than it is sex. It is way more smoke than it is like, yo, you trying to go out? Not really. And then 2 hours later, what time you coming over here? What? You just told me you didn't want to go out.
So then it feels like you're in a relationship when you didn't want a relationship. Y'all was just cool. And that's what women, and I won't just say women because I don't know the
other side. Well, we only date women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know the other side of it. But I guarantee there's some men that are like,
James, is it like that when dating men for men? I'm talking to you. You can't, nobody wants to see that goofy ass smile and head shake. Like, it's a podcast.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
What are some of the issues when it comes to situationships and falling down a rabbit hole of feelings?
Well, first, we talked about the woman's side of it.
Right.
And for the most part, it, what I feel is
right.
Women usually catch feelings. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's always other situations.
Absolutely.
But the woman is the one that catches the feelings first.
Definitely.
Now, being that.
Unless your name is Bills. He love all them bitches.
but being that we're talking about a male on a male with you and your partner. Are you the emotional mm-hmm. one?
Okay.
Are you like the more
female? Shay, I appreciate you holding on to the microphone, Shay.
Because you're going
to
snatch it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Are Shay you the more female side of that? Or are you
the more...
I don't subscribe to that feminine? Right there.
Are you the more... Are you the masculine? More or less masculine leaning yes, member of the relationship?
That's a better way to say it. I apologize.
I'm not answering that question.
Are you the top or the bottom? I know you're a bottom. I already know you're a bottom verse.
So
I know.
Okay, so do you happen to?
I'm super emotional.
So you're the one that catches feelings.
But I do catch feelings, but I'm not always expressive with.
Right, them. Because essentially, him catching the feelings first doesn't automatically make him the less masculine leaner one.
Absolutely.
Because in heterosexual relationships, a lot of times, or I'd say equal times, men catch feelings first and be just as crazy as
they
the
just
women.
Don't express it,
right?
Or they express it in different ways, which could be falling back, not responsive as much as they used to be.
You stay right there because you know what? I seen some
not
shit on
communicating
Twitter.
Communicating as well
that fucking made me fucking double take like a motherfucker. Oh, where's this shit? Fuck. And this nigga tweets way too much. So essentially, the nigga, Yui, that manages your dinner. Mm-hmm. So on Twitter, he said there's usually three type of female ghosters.
Okay. Oh, damn. Okay. We ain't talk about that shit.
And so the first one was the woman who ghosts because she gets overwhelmed and she likes you.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody.
You about to take notes?
Somebody got hit us. So you said there's three types of ghosting women.
Yeah. So Yusuf said, and I agree. So I do agree. I'm just trying to find the exact tweet. It was from fucking yesterday. This nigga tweets fucking a billion tweets. Okay.
Let me know you found it.
All right, I found it. All right,
so there's three types of ghosting women.
Yes.
What's the first?
Yusuf said the number one is the one who ghosts because she gets overwhelmed when she likes you.
Okay.
True. Number two, the one who ghosts you and still hits you up like, and so am I going to see you? Or number two, you motherfuckers are sickos. You're a psycho because you don't even fucking realize that you're the fucking ghoster. And you be fucking calling us the ghoster and telling us we inconsistent. Bitch, it's you. And last but not least, the one who ghosts because that ex pops back up.
Sounds like you.
You look, you heard that ugly laugh. That's how you know it's real. She was
not
like,
at all.
I think what's happened the most.
What's happened the most? Yeah, let's go around the room. What has happened the most
is from what?
You?
I'm going to be real with you. After you said the first one, the other two was irrelevant for me.
So you have dealt a lot with women who ghost you because they like you.
I feel like it gets too heated. Like, they understand. I've been in situations where girls stopped talking to me because they said they knew they was going to give me the pussy. Like, right then.
Well, bitch, why would you stop forward progression?
Because they also, on the other hand, feel like, once I get that, will it still be the same?
I wonder if I take you home.
See, so it's
would
different.
Would you still be in love?
So I feel like that's the number one. What was number two again?
Number two is the one I've dealt with the most. It's the one who doesn't realize she's ghosting you. So that's the one I've dealt with the most, and that's the one that fucking pisses me off. Because it's like, are you fucking retarded? Like, what? Why do you keep hitting me up, curving me, and then hitting me in a week like, wow, so you really not going to, I'm never going to see you. Guess I'm never going to see you.
I feel like that's a New York dating story.
Bro, it's the fucking most annoying thing. I'm not going to hold it. Just about that right there is the best part about being in a relationship. I know I don't have to deal with that shit. Now, I've dealt with number one, but rarely. And I think I don't know why that is. I wish I dealt with number one more, because once they start liking you and they don't curve themselves and you have to curve them, it makes it very awkward. I've never dealt with, I hope I haven't. I have dealt with number three a lot, and I appreciate it because I'm only here for a short time anyway. So I'd much rather you ghost me or ghost yourself before I have to do it. Like, number two, I'm telling you this, the number two woman is literally Satan's spawn. It is a woman that was created by Satan right next to Bernice Burgos. You know what? That, name me one woman in the industry, or like a celebrity woman who you think. Name me three of them that you think
three?
Attaches to each. Yeah, name me.
Oh, to each one.
To each one.
Oh, okay. The one that always goes back to her ex. No. I won't speak on friends on this podcast. I will not talk about
friends. She should have been mine.
I will not talk about friends.
All right.
I got that's a really good question, bro. Can you give me one and then I'll go one?
We'll go back. All right. You want to start from the top up? You want to start from three and go up?
It doesn't matter.
All right. So,
but don't.
I'm going to say I'm not. I won't wild. I promise. Well, I won't wild on her. I don't know who else.
All right.
So the one. So number one, the one who ghosts because she likes you too much.
We're just naming.
Are we doing new? We're doing new school, right?
It's just
we're doing newer school.
Yeah.
Because
we can get a mix.
All right. So the one who ghosts you because she likes too much, if we're doing old school, I would say like Maya seems like that type. Seems like Maya the type to be like, I kind of like you too much. I don't know where this is going. And you're not a vegan. Let me leave you alone.
Okay.
If we're doing newer school, I would say it's gonna come as a surprise. I think the girl everybody was going crazy was going at, fuck, she's not a porn star, but she like is it like a she like an Instagram girl that be wilding, Brittany Renner. I think she would be the type to like ghost because she's so wild that
if she like you,
she thinks you're gonna play her. So I think she gets out of Dodge.
Okay.
What now? Your turn.
I'ma go. Damn, this is so. You know why it's difficult?
Because you know the truth.
Because I be around. Because I be around them, and I. Oh man, I'ma say who will. I'm gonna skip the first one, go to the second one.
You gotta double back.
I feel like the one that will go back to her ex.
Okay.
Sweetie.
Ooh, you think Sweetie would? Absolutely. So if Sweetie's single right now, I mean, nigga, her ex be by. Yeah, her ex be tricking.
But I'm not saying just that ex. I'm just saying in like, general. Ex, like, yo.
You know what? I 100% agree with you. You know why? Because she made a song like My Type.
Yeah,
that type of aggression.
I didn't even think that way.
That type of aggression lets me know you're super soft.
Me also thinking that, you know, she went to college. She's educated.
Right.
I think she's not, I'm not going to say happy with what she's used to, but in a sense, yes. Like,
and he, she knows and, what she and likes. He can essentially always rest on that I know the real
you. I know the real you type situation. It's one of those, you know, girls, like, they can go a long period of time dating other niggas, but when it comes back to that,
once he come back.
He come back. So that's what I don't even want to go old school.
Have you ever been that guy?
Absolutely. I feel like if you are a good guy at heart when it comes to that woman, you can always be that to somebody.
Or if she gave you her heart.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and I feel like any guy can be that guy. You don't have to be like top or the bottom of the food. You don't have, it's none of that. It's just that situation.
You just got
to
be the one.
Or you just had to have that one moment with that person. Right, it's like, right, you was there
right,
for me.
Right,
like,
right, I can do
that.
Right.
So that would be my, I went, for, you at the top.
I went to the bottom. So now I'm going to go in the middle. I'm going to say
the middle is
the one who doesn't know she's ghosting you.
Mm.
Now, if we're doing old school, I'm going to say Beyonce. She has like that docile, just sweet personality, which she doesn't even know she's ghosting you. And she's mad busy. Okay. Like, Jay probably got ghosted mad times. And my nigga was just, he's Jay-Z. Like, you're going to come back.
But does that fall also under the ghost and like, I just don't give a fuck?
No. Because
that should be there too.
It should, but didn't. It should.
Because it's like, yo,
it should, but then that's not really ghosting. Like, that's like you curving. Like, there's a difference between curving and ghosting, okay. I feel.
All
right. So yeah, I think Beyonce older, old school. Newer school, like today, I'm going to say Summer Walker. It's that mesh of like sweet, liberated. She's not even gonna know she's ghosting you.
Okay.
She might not even be like she, and that might not even be her intention, right? Like she might, because sometimes what gets lost in the miscommunication is sometimes women are doing a terrible job of leaving bait and expecting us to follow it.
Okay.
So like, oh, I liked this main picture. I talked to you for this long. You should know to come tick me. I told you where I be working. Like, I told you the first time we spoke that I work at Champs and Galleria Mall. So you're supposed to know 3 weeks from now when we don't see each other that you're supposed to just pop up at my job. Okay. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I don't think it's an intentional curve.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm going to go with...
Oh, Lauryn Hill also goes on that list because she's always late.
If you want to go old school, I'm going to go with Erykah Badu.
That motherfucker knows she goes.
I feel like Erica would just be like, oh, we was talking. My bad.
What's up though?
How you been?
You trying to come through?
You're trying to come through?
Do you have Wi-Fi?
Word. That's how I feel she is. She's like, she might give you 2 days a text and then gone. You like, yo, but it's like, yo, I'm
you
doing.
Get hit with the you.
Yeah.
You ever been hit with you?
The late night year. Yeah, she hit you with that. You up? That's what she gonna hit you with. Like, I didn't forget about you. I'm just busy.
That's a fact, and you just gotta get on where you get on.
So I'm gonna go with Erica.
And in new school,
I'm basically busy, and you slipped my mind, Rihanna.
Definitely.
I'm going Rihanna.
I felt like that was an easy one. Definitely.
I'm going Rihanna. I was on a yacht. My fault. What's good though?
Yo, you trying to
still trying to pull up?
Are you trying to pull
or
up
or not?
You want me to send a helicopter or what?
Word. That's how I feel.
All right. And so now you're going to the top. I'm going to the bottom. Uh-huh. I'm going to the, what was it? The
So yours is
the one who doesn't know she's ghosting you.
The boyfriend one goes back.
The one
to,
who pops up.
Boyfriend one. And mine's is.
And you're going to the one who
likes you
back
too much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So. Old school, who's going back to X? Mary J. Blige, without a doubt. Some of our greatest albums is because of that.
Okay.
Like, she will leave a perfectly great relationship to go back to a toxic nigga, and we appreciate it. I get that. New school, Jasmine Sullivan.
Go back to the X.
Go back to the X. I think Jasmine Sullivan would be super happy and in like a super supportive relationship.
And then it's just done.
But then when that nigga pop back up,
it's quiet.
It's quiet.
I can see that. I actually could see that.
Quiet.
Because she seems like a very loyal type, but.
But that's the thing about loyalty.
It's to who you want
to give it to. It's to who, exactly.
Just because you leave. That was a good one.
Now, what good. You got. Who is curving? Who is ghosting because they like you?
And this is the one I'm used to.
So you about to say some real life one?
Nah. Not bringing me up for this.
You already was on Lipstick Alley.
Yeah, am I going back on this shit? Let me see. Who got me scrolling up my timeline just to see a face that I could match it? That will ghost me just because she likes me too much. Janae.
Ooh, definitely. And write some stupid ass song about
it,
too.
Yeah, but just not like.
It'd be called like the late night freestyle.
Yeah, OD. Like, I feel like. It, I feel like
minutes long.
Janae can really like you, but it's like. It's too good to be true.
And then she gonna hit you with some like long ass text message talking about like
long. The like, one that got the dots at the bottom.
Yeah,
extend that.
Talking about like our spirits will meet
in another realm.
Right now, I just don't think our chakras align.
I feel like I'm giving you too much too fast.
I love me,
and what I need you to do is respect me.
Because if you truly are interested in me, you would want to see.
Because like what Marcus Houston said. If we had the song Circles, remember we had the song Circles? If we supposed to be, we let it go. But if it comes back, it's supposed to be.
Yeah, we're cool, Marcus. This is the fucking greatest podcast in the world. Fuck what y'all talking about. I don't care what other podcast y'all listen to. This is the best podcast in the world. Who else quoted Circles from Marcus Houston in 2019? Oh, nah, Janae would definitely do that shit.
I feel like she would.
Like, Janae would definitely do that shit. But Janae also seems like she would do that, and she also likes she would do number three.
Go back to the X?
Definitely go back. Definitely.
But I also think she would do number two, too. I feel like she's just...
Janae is all three. She's the intersect.
Yes, she's the one that just does...
I knew Janae was different when she said, I love me.
See?
I love me enough for the both of
yeah,
us.
See?
I said, bitch.
You crazy.
You are psycho.
Where you I like
at?
You.
Where you at? I need you to drop the pin. I need parts of this.
But so you agree, Shay, about ghosting like that?
Which one have you been?
Which one are you?
Have I been? I've been the one where I ghost you because I like you too much. Now, I ghost you when I feel like we don't, like there's nothing in it for me anymore.
But why would you do that? Why can't you just explain that? Why just disappear?
Yeah, I want to hear it. Before you answer that, do you get, because I seen your tweet, so before you lie, do you get upset when people ghost?
No.
How do you not get upset? What type of animal are you?
I told you I'm not the average woman.
If you like someone.
Well, if it's someone like, so.
Yeah, here we go.
Doubling back on like situationships and whatnot. So I've been. Kind of in a situationship for the last year with like one person consistently.
We never, it's funny, we how never met him.
Well, how come we don't?
I'm not bringing him around.
You met wow.
They met by accident.
Oh,
they met by
wow.
Accident.
Shay, you are
I
fucking
I didn't facilitate
horrible.
It.
You're untrustworthy.
I was in a different city and I got a FaceTime.
What happened?
Ooh.
Look,
you see the face?
what was that?
Yeah.
I tell my light-skinned brethren.
Yeah.
What you doing?
Don't be.
young.
He, first of all, that's new blood. He ain't giving no cheeks. No,
you ain't double back.
Oh man,
I did hit him up though. So
that don't mean shit. See, that's the ghost we talking about.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the ghost.
You the second one.
You fell asleep. Ghosted the nigga. Woke up and you was gone.
He was gone, and then
I woke him up before I left.
Yeah, whatever.
He should have woke him up a different way.
He dead with your mouth.
How was you doing?
Wasn't there yet.
Okay, all right. But anyway. So you have a situationship.
And it's been consistent for an entire year now at this point. And we go through phases of
that's why I'm scared. So, yo, she just got done sleeping at another nigga crib.
No. Okay, so her Let me finish explaining.
It hurt my heart.
Let me finish explaining. Like, we both have stated on several occasions, we have zero intent on ending up in a relationship. But we fuck with each other in that type of way where it's like when we're together it is what it is, but when we're separate, no, he lives in LA.
Oh okay,
all right.
Yeah,
so
technically doesn't count.
No, I can count.
It's out of town.
But we also do a lot of work together
and we travel together too, so
you gotta take trips together.
We do a lot of work trips together. He's a videographer.
But y'all plan this. This is not random.
They're not like, you're working this too?
We booked you and you. Oh, random.
No, we pitch each other as like a package.
So do y'all do this more because y'all work well together? Or do you do this more that when y'all go away, y'all can fuck and do all this at the same time? Is it like the best of both worlds situation?
The best of both worlds, because okay, like creatively, this is why like it is what creatively. It is with us. Creatively, like our vibe together is unmatched. Like the work that we get done together is ridiculous.
Both what about the
in
work?
The bedroom.
What about that
in
work?
The bedroom?
Is that, hold on, what's better? Is it the work that you do behind the cameras or the work that you produce
behind the camera?
Which one is better? And be honest.
I would say it's more of the creative work. Now, mind you, we've had some fire ass moments.
Wait, okay. You just said this nigga dick is trash on the regular?
No.
Yo!
No. That's not what I said at all.
What she's trying to say is that it's not hot all the time.
Sometimes it be some mid, but you got a fire
trash. I'm so glad he does not listen to this show.
Wait, so if you and his sex, what album would it be?
Is it like a, because it's obviously you skipping songs.
Is it a Nas album?
I've never listened to a Nas album, so.
Okay.
So we can't be that.
It could be.
It could be.
It could be Nostradamus.
But she listened to it. So
if I rule the world, is it on Nostradamus.
Is it like a.
It's more on my part than his, because I'm a very hot and cold person. Mm. I'm very, very
moody. Shout out to you for being honest.
Yeah, and he knows this. So like, I'm very like, there'll be moments where like he is in town. We've gotten to a place where he respects like the amount of space I need.
Would you be mad?
Boom.
If y'all book an event together,
because
y'all don't stay in the same hotel.
We get separate rooms, but like same, yeah. Cool.
That's
whack. Would you be mad if, no, it's not. Build a budget. Build it up. Because you can't tell them we fuck with each other.
Gotcha.
Keep that breath.
Gotcha. Boom.
But would you be mad if y'all go out of town and y'all, there's no real agreement on when y'all have sex. It's just...
It just happens. Yeah.
You see him with another joint out of town going to his room.
Now this has happened. Are you done?
Nope.
This has happened. So before, especially when we do when we travel together, we usually have like not a sit down, but we talk to each other like, all right, this trip is coming up. What is
how old are y'all,
the new?
By the way?
I'm almost 27. He's turning 29, I think.
Well, okay. Shout out to you on your part for being... Well, then again, you are old, at that age. Like, that's a thing millennials don't do, is communicate. So shout out to y'all.
No, and that's one thing I've kind of, like, drilled into him. But, like, we sit down before our trips, and I always ask him, like, all right, so what's the rule book? What are the expectations of this trip?
Wow.
Because he's been doing it longer than me, so he's been bringing me in on his end. So I know going in, I was like, you've been doing these trips so long. I know you got situations on this trip.
Wow.
If you feel comfortable, tell me who they are. So that way I'm not getting my ass beat because I did something in front of some chick and she took it the wrong way. Like, I need to know who it is going in.
And you would never be the ass beater.
I'm gonna beat the brakes off somebody.
No, when I say
I don't.
You would never be the one to react and be
bitch. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, so like it happened on one of our recent trips where like I knew going in of the girl, but I just hadn't met her, and like
Do these girls be looking better than you?
It's No, I mean, they're gorgeous. Like, it's pretty on par.
Look at you. Look at you.
They're gorgeous? He has gorgeous.
She said that in a very all women are beautiful way.
Yeah, I get it.
No, not necessarily. No, like, they're like the. So, his last situation chick, like, by the end of the trip, she wanted me.
You gave him a threesome?
No. She didn't pitch it to the right way to both what of us. Like, mean? we didn't connect the dots.
You supposed to connect the y'all young.
I'm not necessarily young. Into women just yeah. yet. So, yeah. we're just yet? Take the.
Okay. Yeah, I like no she's a Pokemon. So
shut up. I like fire. I like fire ass couples, but like I'm not attracted to women individually.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Right. Have you had a threesome?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you kissed a girl?
No.
Has a girl kissed you?
No.
So you've done nothing with a female?
No.
Okay. Cool. So
not yet.
He bought the girl. She wanted you. She obviously didn't get you. He obviously still had her.
Mm-hmm.
And you.
And how'd you feel about that?
I knew what it was going in.
So you didn't feel any way?
Any type of way. He fucking hugged me now.
Now, I am... Che, I'm finding this hard to believe as a human being
you felt absolutely no type of way
about anything.
When you were sleeping in your bed and you thought about him in another room, knowing what was going on, you thought... Not one bit of it was like, damn, I wish I was in there instead of her.
Not necessarily, like...
He not fucking you right.
No, she's lying. She's lying because she said not necessarily.
Let me explain it. Not necessarily from like a, I wish I was that person, but then like part of me likes to play, I like to toy with it sometimes. So like I'll do certain shit to where, so our first night there, by the end of the night, like we had finished recording whatever. And we've gone out several times together. So like that, I dance with him and shit. So like I was dancing on him and he looked like, we have that like telepathy. So he looked at me. I said, we can go right now. And he looked around. He was like, you gonna get me a fucking trouble tonight. And literally ran off with me. Like I do that knowing that like those women are there.
Yo, Chase me.
If you
Chase the male version, the female version of me.
Brother, is he black?
Yeah.
He better be Chase.
You know he is.
James,
is
he black?
I had to make sure. Cause you know, the listeners like to make up shit. They like to make shit up, so I just want to get that right.
I love my black kings. That's all I'm here
thank
for.
You. I appreciate that, queen.
Oh, he's black.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he black. Yeah. Like dog black.
Jay out here breeding.
Like Wesley Snipes black.
Not quite.
Like,
but he's a black man.
Or his chestnut. Yeah. Black.
I get you.
Not quite.
He darker than me.
Definitely.
Whoa. First of all, that nigga's
you brown.
Midnight
bro.
Then.
He's like maybe a shade darker than James.
Oh, he dark. He black.
I'm darker than James.
All right, cool.
Sir.
So look.
Nigga Rock said anything.
If you ever listen to this, brother.
We're going to make sure you listen to it. We're going to get this episode
nope,
to you.
Nope.
It's not about you. when you listen to this, brother, you doing this all wrong.
Tell him. Break it down.
You 29 years old.
True.
You have a woman, a queen that is giving you the opportunities to bring other females to the bedroom. You've just not taken the right steps.
No, we've talked about that though.
Yeah. Talk is cheap.
It would have to be on me to pick out the woman.
It would be on you.
Talk is cheaper than them goddamn feelers.
You would have did it.
Shut up.
You would have did it with Shorty.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yes, you would have.
Shay, the way I seen your eyes, you would have did it.
I could pull up her profile.
Listen. Yeah, let me see it.
You know we love to see her profile.
But what I'm saying is before I even see her, I know you would do it because it was a thought in your mind. And you said it wasn't.
I did. You're right. You're right.
It wasn't presented.
Ryan is killing his podcast game.
So
you a real podcaster.
I'm trying to let you know. I just know situations.
He's a podcaster.
I know situations that if he would have presented it and she would have presented it the right way, it would have happened.
She's private.
No, wrong profile. I was on the guy's page.
Yeah, sure. Not us. Don't bring that to us.
Yeah, but listen,
this is
no
what I'm trying. I just know. I understand. Like if you would have talked about it better, it would have worked. What she look like?
I wasn't all the way there yet, though. Like I said, I don't.
State,
I'm not
necessarily. What state?
Where we were at
what
when
state?
It. I'd rather not.
What state?
It was a different country. It was a different country. It wasn't in the state.
Oh, was this that trip you went to in Mexico?
Oh, this is the boat, John.
This is the boat, John.
Draw the boat. Okay. All right. You're getting too close to you. Let me see.
She thick.
Let me see.
She bad, right?
Nah, she ain't bad.
Okay. All right. Y'all got.
She's thick.
She cute.
Okay. She's not the worst thing I ever seen. Like, she's nowhere near ugly.
She cute.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Cool. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's cool. I wouldn't go crazy.
All right.
She's like darker. She's like, I can see why you went for it, though. Because you're somebody who's very in tune with their body.
Mm-hmm.
And she's voluptuous like you. So I could see how that would have worked. That'd have been a whole lot of that brother would have had a whole lot of meat, would have had a whole lot of body to deal with had he got that threesome. She got good thighs though. I'm a sucker for thighs. She got good thighs.
I'm trying to see where this is going here. Okay, I think I found a nigga. Okay.
You found a nigga. My nigga, right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure y'all follow the same nigga.
I mean, there's...
Nah, it's only like 18. It's only 18 people.
I know there is, but he doesn't have any pictures of himself on his own profile.
That doesn't mean I don't know who the nigga is.
That's what we saying. You know we well connected out here,
Shay. You know we well connected to whoever.
Shay, you know... And you know that. So, you've been in rooms with us, Shay. We all...
But back to him.
Uh-huh.
He should know how to talk to you. And if y'all have that great of communication, because...
Which they do. Very commendable.
To be able to sit down and say, we're on this trip, what are we doing? Can I do this? Can you... This is where we...
And, like, we're getting ready to go on another trip, and we literally did same thing again.
Are we going to London?
Oh, the London blow.
She didn't tell us that. She's whole trip.
You told us a lot of...
The London people want to
show. No. She talked about, I'm going by myself. Person.
No, that was a legit fan who asked that.
She said, I'm going to London by myself.
I did not say I was going by myself.
Yes, you did.
I did not say I was going by myself.
The first time you brought it up, you said you was going by myself. Because we said, like, oh, a nigga flying you out. So he said, I'm going by myself. The first time
you... No, because you said, like, no one's flying me out. I'm going... It's a group trip. It's 11 of us.
Flying you out, bro.
It's 11 of us. No, I paid for my own flight.
Oh, so this... Wait a minute. This is not a work trip.
We're turning it into a work trip.
You're flying yourself out. It's not a work trip. So you enjoy him.
That's a fact.
But see, here's the thing.
No.
Shay, if you lie, that microphone will never...
I'm not lying.
Again.
Okay, so continuing on to the London trip. Once again, he has another situation there with him.
Shout out to the... He got to be African.
Hold on, wait. She's coming. She's part of the 11?
She was...
No, she lives in... She's part of the 11?
She's part of the 11.
Oh, no, this nigga's the man. Nah, this nigga's the man.
I was the last... I'm a late addition to the trip.
Oh, so he was already going up.
It was... Yeah,
so
they were already going. I was sitting down. Shut up.
She was like, you're going to London? I'm coming.
Okay.
Yeah, no, basically, because they were talking about how cheap it was. They were like, oh, the Airbnb is only like $230 each. Flights... I looked it up round trip. Flights was only like $250. I was like, I'd be... And it's right before, like, it's between both of our birthdays. There's like 6 birthdays on this trip.
So this is what I tell y'all. I say you do the honor.
Shay is leaving us hanging.
Yeah, OD.
I say you do the honor,
I don't even know the word.
I'm going husband shopping while I'm out there.
All right, cool. I don't care what you do. But in the meantime, I say you guys enter that threesome realm. And
do the threesome in London.
I feel like it's perfect. Overseas is a perfect way to do things that you would not do at home. And
Shay,
you could bring those characteristics back home. I feel like he deserves it.
This nigga definitely deserved the threesome.
Because he was able to get you.
Y'all sound like him.
Shay, get this nigga the threesome, bro.
Please.
On us. Like, you're getting your
husband. And after you give the threesome, you say, you need to go thank them for this shit.
Yeah, that's a fact. He got to come on the show and thank us.
Never.
He don't got to come on the show. I don't even know that. Because niggas like that think they got it after that. He's had threesomes before.
But he
don't know how to. He don't know how to get one with you.
Because it's me. So he understands our dynamic. No, but it's for me.
It ain't you. It's him. He doesn't know how to communicate.
Because I don't think he's dealt with anybody like Che before.
That's and he says this on a daily basis.
Che, I've seen niggas like Che could be a little intimidated in niggas because she.
Could you ever see yourself with him?
No.
You sure?
We've talked about this. Yeah. No.
Che, give this nigga a threesome and let us know.
And let us know how it was.
You're getting a husband hall pass.
Because this is why you should give him a threesome. If it works, it's amazing. Trips can even be better. If it doesn't work, you have now removed that out of the whole equation. Now y'all could probably make even better content.
Ooh. Because
you know what doesn't work for y'all. But you know y'all still work amazing together.
Mm.
This might be the key of finding you a man.
Because
it could get
I say that all the time. I said that when it came to Insecure. I said it all the time. Women who agree to be, who agree to non-traditional ways of interpersonal relationships and mm-hmm. romantic ideals or after always find their man. So like on Insecure, when Molly was dealing with Dro, I said, oh, if Molly plays right, she'll find her nigga right after this. Mm-hmm. Because now you have the right to be selfish. You are completely in control, so you don't have to worry about anybody else's feelings. You will be completely focused on you and what pleases you. You will find you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll find your man.
Fat.
I mean, that's essentially what this, like, this has basically been an open relationship of sorts for the last year. That's how we've been playing.
No, you said it was a situationship.
No, it is, because he's not my boyfriend. No, then
it's not an open relationship.
No, but when people ask.
That would be your boyfriend.
When people ask, because, like, when I do talk about him, sometimes I refer to him as, like, my partner, or, like, I jokingly call him, like, my main nigga. Like, that, but
he might be your main nigga, but he's not your, he's not.
What?
You cannot jokingly say that's my main nigga. If you say it out loud.
Well, no, that's our main. That's because it's just
that
main
is, that's it your is. Main nigga.
Like, he has keys to my apartment, everything.
Oh, no.
We don't even got keys to your apartment.
He has.
And I live
keys
around the corner
to
from
the
me.
Crib, and he's still getting the bus on the road.
Yo, clap it up, my brother. You are.
Claps, he will never.
But no claps, because you didn't get no threesome yet, so that's kind of.
No, he about to get it in London.
Oh, yeah. I hope so.
Che, if you come back here, you didn't get that man the threesome, Che, don't, like, for real, we looking at you different, for real.
What y'all think, listeners? Should she give him the threesome? When is this trip?
November.
No. Are you giving out threesomes?
No, I don't know.
November 7th to the 15th.
November 7th to the 15th. I want to try to get this episode out early.
Let's get this episode out in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, I might have to do that because
it could bump up.
We got a lot of good episodes.
We got. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But I want to know the people. I mean, we could put this. We don't even have to put this out right then. We could put this out on Instagram. And people could tell us, should he get the three?
Well, nobody recorded it.
Nah. We
James camera is away.
We can figure out ways. James fucking up. He don't even care about
this nigga. Like, he don't. I'm telling you, look. He don't act like this at the SMD show. But this nigga, we've been recording for how many minutes, and this nigga has not put your camera is away.
Look, he don't care about you.
You don't care about us.
I care about you.
Oh, man. You know, he crazy. Hey, you know, I'm going to give you the honor today to read some letters.
Yeah, let's do it.
The people have been asking us to read more letters. And the reason why we don't read y'all damn letters is because y'all ask the same fucking question.
Oh, that's hot.
But you know what?
Yo, y'all really.
Not here for us.
Y'all literally read the same.
We're here for y'all.
Y'all literally read this. That's a fireball. Y'all literally do ask the same question, just in a different state, in a different name, in a different picture.
Yeah, we chilling.
James, are you gonna? Can you film the listen to letters, please? Would you mind that? Is that okay? Is that okay with you?
This is crazy. He don't.
Yo, the nigga was leaned over the whole episode.
He don't care about our well being.
Yo, James,
you know who did hit us back with a letter?
Who?
The joint that looked all right with the man.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, she did.
Where's her letter? We should read that.
Do you remember?
Let me see.
You should definitely read that.
Oh, the one that, the update?
Yeah.
Let's read the update. Oh, yeah.
And she live in LA. I'm tempted to just.
Hey, Canoodle Corner, baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay. So this is it.
Hop in that.
I'm terrible at reading out loud, guys. I got a little bit of stutter.
Che, we love you no matter what.
Just hello again.
The threesome.
Since my name.
Do you stutter during sex?
No.
You be like, ah.
No.
You talk during sex?
I'm not.
I'm a talker. I like to talk.
I don't like to talk.
I think it depends on the purpose, on the person. Like,
I want to know how you doing.
It really depends on the person, because like
Barry White shit.
How you doing?
If you asking me to have conversations during sex, like clearly you're not doing it right. If I can think straight, like I shouldn't be able to think straight, and I shouldn't be able to. I shouldn't be able to talk.
I want to hit it to the point where I'm talking to you, and you just like there's nothing coming out, and I'm just like yeah. Because if you can have a conversation, that means I got to figure it out a little bit better.
Wait a minute. That's don't you dare.
It's my,
you
know the rules. Damn it.
You know the fucking rules. Answer that FaceTime.
What is it?
I'm recording right it's now, him? And it's against him? The rules no, it ain't for me him, to. But
it's somebody.
To,
put against the put against the microphone. God, act like you know the it. Rules.
Let me see the face.
You don't want to see the face. Oh, man.
My homegirl.
Yeah. You on God's Next Door now. You FaceTimed her at the right time.
You just had to.
We talking
you
about we talking about her.
We talking about her upcoming threesome her upcoming in London.
She about to give up.
Tell us in our face you're not about to give this man a threesome.
Tell us.
Flex on us like that.
It's not off the table, but it's not guaranteed.
Y'all don't gotta do it on the table in the couch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Bed.
Shower. Whatever Zane and 112
said. You picked the wrong time to call me.
Who is this person, Che?
You want to introduce yourself to the peoples?
It's your girl Jaleesa, also.
Oh, here we go. No. All right, bye.
She's a photographer. She's a photographer.
Don't start
also
your shit.
Known as,
it's your girl.
I'm hollering.
It's your girl.
We got to holler, Jaleesa. We got to holler.
Because you. Here with that New York F boy attitude. I am who I am.
Bye. Give me.
I'm gonna call you later.
Bye.
Get your ass banged on
one platform. Fuck. Not here.
Now read this goddamn update, Che.
Since my name has already been said, you can call me Jazz.
Mm. Oh, that's... sorry, Jazz. Yeah, that's her.
It has to be.
Because remember, that's the one Matt called her real name.
No, that's her, yeah.
Okay.
Get to find her Instagram. It's time for me to.
Time for me.
I just listened to the episode where my letter was read, so thanks for taking the time to read it and give your advice. Thanks for the likes as well, haha. So this will be my response and my update to the letter. For one, we're still together, and we recently went on a 4-day trip together.
Oh, you sound like Che.
Shut up. This would also be our second trip together, and we're somewhat planning a third. I go to his place as often as I can, considering the distance with both of us working full time jobs. If we're both making the time to see each other with our busy schedules, specifically him, since his job is more demanding, doesn't that mean that he's serious? Is it really possible that I'm the side chick? What did y'all do to this woman?
Nothing. She
answered her fucking question.
She wrote us.
Mouse also mentioned that because we started as a situationship, he never wanted one. But my question is, if he was the one to bring up wanting a relationship and making things official and then acted on that, doesn't that mean that he does see me as someone he can call his wife? Side note, I believe Ryan asked, where am I located? I am in sunny South California, Orange County, to be specific.
15 minutes.
I believe in dating to eventually be married. I know that's lame to some. So to me, I don't get the point in sneaking and lying shit, especially as a grown ass man. I know the advice was to leave while I'm still a young hottie. But starting over in this dating realm sounds horrible when a lot of guys my age are about that bullshit and don't believe in dating to marry.
But you're with someone
that I'm stuck on that. I'm stuck on the should I stay or should I go? If the consensus is to be single, then I may join the canoodle corner. Thanks again, Jazz. And she added more pictures of herself.
Oh, she gave us more?
Uh-huh.
I think you should be single.
She's cute.
Let me see that.
She's cute.
Oh, and she got a little...
Swipe.
I don't like this white dress, though. She looks like she's going to 8th grade graduation. Get this nigga the fuck out of here. Oh, I used to play football in the face ass nigga.
So what was her question? I wasn't really listening because...
She was trying to basically... It sounded like she was refuting against, like, y'all saying that he's not making any effort to solidify
she got good toes.
Shit.
All
right, so this is what I'll say. If he's making the effort, give him a chance. I'm not going to hate on him.
You're in the situationship already, though. So he's not making an effort. He's doing things that comforts him.
Have you met his family?
Probably. Okay. Niggas do that shit all the time.
So I'm trying
you giving me a situationship.
I'm trying to fill it out.
If you give a nigga all he wants, He's
but the family knows the situation.
The family probably knows the other chicks and all of that.
Yeah, because I've spent 3 weeks in LA with
old boy
and his family. Yeah,
3 weeks straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, we did a stint. I did 3 weeks over there, then he did 3 weeks here.
3 weeks.
3 weeks.
Threesome. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, threes.
A sum for every week you spent
but,
with
but
him.
But what is her real issue? That she wants to be with him?
She wants to be
sounds
with
like
him.
Sounds like she wants to be with him.
But why?
She's unsure.
Has she brought up wanting to be with him?
And he didn't remember from her. He didn't want it.
But that was in the last one, right?
Yeah, he didn't want it.
But
so she's doubling down. She's still confused.
Okay, so
she's
confused. What she's afraid of is asking again. Because if she asks again, it's basically saying no. And there's no coming back from that.
And she's afraid to hear that no.
And once you hear no twice, it's really a no. And now it's a judgment of his character. Is it you're just having me around just to be around or...
And that's what it is.
What it is. So she's afraid to ask again because she doesn't want to lose him. But I feel like you should ask again. Just because you're not getting no younger. And I'm here.
And I feel like communication is the biggest thing.
I don't know where I'll be in 3 years. So, you know...
After you finish with me...
Y'all
fine by me because Ryan already said why he's saying you ain't gonna teach him nothing, he gonna leave your ass alone.
So if you can't teach him nothing, don't answer this DM I'm about to send you.
thank you, Jazz. Speak to you soon. What we got? Let's get some letters. What we got?
Shit.
Let's get Liddy.
Come on now.
Wow, Che, you dropping the ball.
What do you mean? Really? Really? That's the lies we're going to tell?
James would never.
When's the last time you read a listener letter?
Never.
Period.
When he was over there asleep.
This is going to be the same old, same old. Hey guys, I'm new to the pod. I don't know if this has been read. I'm new to the podcast and I'm loving every bit of it. I need advice. Inside, I feel like I know I need a real man's opinion. I'm 39 years old and I have never been married, but would love to get married, but only once. I don't want to get married just to say I'm married. I could have had a husband if that was the case. I was in a situationship with a guy that's 38 and divorced. He has been divorced for 5 years and we have been in this situationship for 4 years. I'm over it. He wants to do relationship things such as spending time, taking trips, buying expensive gifts, but doesn't want to be my man. I have never pressed him to be in a relationship, but on our last trip, I told him I wanted more and he flat out said, just be happy with what we have.
Why are you fucking writing us? No,
pictures? You got pictures?
Yeah, just go. There's so much more.
No, there's no more.
No. I want to hear it. I want to hear this bullshit.
Bro,
she
has her answer.
You need ignorance after some days. This is part of my ignorance. He said, be happy with what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what else do you want us to say? What are we supposed to say to that? Do you want us to tell you to leave? Oh, he even take pictures with kissing you on the cheek.
She
says it's quiet.
She older than him.
You want me to read the rest?
No, go to the next letter. It's all sis. Leave this man alone.
Yo, I told Juan, I said, yo, I'm talking to Juan. I said, yo, what you doing? Nigga said, I rolled my ankle playing ball early. I said, damn. Nigga said, hey, homie, with the Tim Duncan up and under, missed a layup, then tried to tip. I landed on homie foot and jumped up in the air. My face is like this. Yo, Shay, nigga said his face is like this when he rolled his ankle. Yo, sick. But nah, keep going with her. So he said, have
same one?
Yeah, I want to hear this. Ignorance.
Mouse going to the bathroom. This is ridiculous.
No, sir. I'm tired now, and I have been playing the field for 5 years. Aren't you tired? We ended up having words when we returned because I posted a pic of us before y'all go off. I asked about us posting pics before we left the state, and he was cool with it. But when we get back and I post it, now he has an issue. He then proceeded. He then proceeded to tell me it was just a trip and he's been on 3 trips this year with 3 different women. Ooh.
You pissed him off. And you made him tight.
OMG, what a slap in the face. I really care about him, but that hurt my feelings so bad. That means nothing we're doing is special. That's just what this nigga does. In my mind, there are levels to situationships. Fuck and send a bitch home if you don't want anything. Stop laying up, pillow talking, and treating me all special and shit if you don't want more. I'm human as fuck and I have feelings, so I bounced. I haven't talked to him in 3 months. This leads me to believe he never cared about me. My question is, will a situationship ever turn into a relationship? Should I have just stuck with him until I found someone else? I say that because I wasn't seeing anybody but him, even though I knew he was seeing other women. One dick at a time for me, LOL. Now I'm just lonely and missing him and extremely picky, so it's a drought. I have attached pictures of both of us together and separate.
Find you some sex toys.
She's bugging.
Yo, you're dangerous, sis. Leave people alone. Like, you knew all of this. Like, this, you knew all of this going into it. You can't get mad that he went on other... You just can't get mad that he went on other trips. You can't feel a way about that.
But you also
knew going into it he was dating other women. So I don't know why you thought that you were special. You can't tell somebody how to deal interpersonally with people, so he doesn't have to just fuck you and send you home because he's human and he likes companionship. So he's treating you with some type of... What I think it is, it's fucking sad that women aren't used to being treated nice. So every time a nigga do something that's more than fucking and sending you home, that all of a sudden he's treating you like you're in a relationship. No. He's just treating you like you're a goddamn woman, like you deserve some fucking respect. If a nigga don't say, even better, if a nigga says, I don't want a relationship, then guess how you should interact with him? Like you're not in a fucking relationship. This is a situationship. No, a situationship will never, ever turn into a successful relationship. Why? Because all the relationship shit has been done. You have given too much.
I feel bad.
I don't.
For him. Because
that man did. You're right.
Everything right. He told exactly what it was, and still.
And you know she probably disrespected when she said they had words. You know she probably disrespected him.
Oh, she violated.
She looked like
she'd be wilding nigga shit up.
Oh, man. All right, we could do one more.
We gotta do two more. Cause that one don't count.
I hate that shit. That shit was trash. She pissed me off.
See, people don't listen to directions. There's no pictures attached to this.
We're going
to
just respond to people. No pic. Holla.
Holla.
It's crazy.
We've been telling y'all motherfuckers for 7 months.
They don't want to be embarrassed when we see them. She's crazy. Like, oh, you the dumb joint.
Yo, you crazy. They won't be embarrassed at the live show.
I was sending my letter. You didn't read. Let me read it now. Oh, you know.
Come stand next to your letter.
Come stand next to your letter now. Here you go.
This one's I love this podcast. You guys are the realists.
Thank you.
One of you said pics. Wait, what? One of you said what in the? Okay, y'all need to
spell check.
Proofread, spell check, something.
Noche can't read.
Shut the fuck up. Guys, I need advice. I recently broke things off with my fiance / baby daddy and moved out. Now he wants to change his ways to do things different or how I wanted things to be done since day one. We rushed into things and didn't really get to know each other or explore each other until we moved in together because I became pregnant. We have been working on our relationship as he wants a second chance to make things right. I'm not denying him the opportunity, but I'm also not getting his hopes up as I am completely fine with being a single mother. Now, my issue is how do I go about expressing myself when it comes to me not being sexually satisfied without hurting his ego? I've tried telling him what I like, how I like it. I've played with myself in front of him, brought toys in, but he cannot get it right. He talks dirty to me here and there, which gets me going. But once the action starts, I already know what positions to get in so he can finish. I haven't had an orgasm in the last 3 years. Sis, leave. Leave.
Shay, she didn't ask you. Finish the letter.
Pictures?
Let me see.
Okay, she attached them weird, but...
She's Spanish?
Let me see, turn around.
He looked like he don't please her.
It's upsetting. Like my man Maya said, go do something different, my man. Throw it in the air. Leave it there. Spin it around.
She said, I know what
That sounds like a bad marriage. Honestly,
leave.
If, yeah. Now, I would if the sexual part means that much to you, then yes, you have to.
Because you're gonna cheat. Because
I was with the whole him trying to be together with you.
Because that shit happens.
Family, like, and I was gonna actually throw this right to Miles because he's, you know, you have children, and not saying you're going through that situation, but at the same time,
you see my answer.
Yeah, leave.
No, shut the fuck up.
Nah, I mean, you said leave. So I don't know. But I hate him so much. If you're not sexually satisfied,
I hate my friends,
and you've shown him what to do.
You're just incompatible at that point.
Yeah, that's like, all it is. It's just not
meant to be.
It's not a knock against him. But what you two are sexually incompatible, and that's a very real thing.
And what you have to do is you have to look another place. You have to reach out and try to find somebody else. Because I feel like right now you're not, and you're staying settled with not having sex.
Oh, I
or
don't
just
think,
having sex with him.
I don't think somebody so. Else is, because she said, I'm not closing the door, but I'm not getting his hopes up. Mm-hmm. When she said that. And followed it up with the dick week.
Somebody else is piping it.
Somebody's piping it.
Yeah, how she know the dick week if she...
What are you comparing it to? You ain't had an orgasm in 3 years.
No. See?
So nobody else is hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, No.
Wait.
Because she says we've been
playing with herself. I haven't had an orgasm in the last 3 years.
That means somebody still ain't doing it right.
But she says she played with herself in front of him.
Yeah, but... that definitely means whoever she is out of touch with somebody, they're not doing it either.
Maybe it's her.
So is that her? Hopefully she's not having sex with nobody, so I can say, please go have sex. Because she is a single mother, so maybe there's just no time for that.
And there's no time.
And they was living together, and they just... she's not having sex with
nobody. She's not having sex, you're right.
Hopefully by this time, if you have had enough time to have sex with somebody, I hope it was better. If
I ain't going to hold you right.
Go on some dates.
I'll sponsor her in the canoodle corner.
I would.
Let's do it.
I would.
When you hear this, hit us up. I'm going to make sure Ryan puts you in the canoodle corner. We're going to get you some dick. We're putting you on a date specifically for dick.
Where's she from?
I don't think it said.
I need to know that.
Email her back and tell her.
So Steph, you're gonna email us back.
No, you email her. Oh. Email her.
That's
and tell
what we should
her.
Start doing.
Yeah.
Oh, we just email them back. That makes more sense.
Email them back and tell her. Okay. Email her back and tell her that Mouse has put her in the canoodle corner specifically for dick. Do not. We're gonna put you in a relationship.
Email Jasmine back too.
Okay.
No, don't email Jasmine back.
Why?
No.
Let her know.
No, fight fair, nigga.
You can't. You are a God fearing man.
But I could look.
I want you to look.
And what I don't want, I don't want to look at you and her.
So don't come.
Bad enough I had to see what the fucking Clinton Porter's face is.
So don't come around.
Yo.
Email her.
But yeah, email her and tell her she's in the canoodle corner for dick. You don't go. If we are putting you in a canoe, do not waste this man's time who's going to be on a date with you. The nigga's not trying to find relationships. You deserve dick. We're going to get you some dick.
Yeah, you deserve that. And then after that, it's up to y'all. But you deserve to throw that ass in a circle and be pleased.
Throw that ass in a circle.
Chase, relax. Find the last letter, Chase, so we get a pat here.
Uh-huh.
You're doing too much.
Jesus. Does this couple look familiar to you?
To who? Who the fuck are they?
I don't know.
I'm just making sure I'm not rereading letters.
Oh, I was got scared.
Hi, guys. My boyfriend and I have been together for going on 6 months, and we're now in the process of moving in together. Sis.
Yeah, lesbians?
What? Why does that? You know, okay. Anyway, the decision to live together was presented by him after I told him my lease would not be renewed for another year. I love my boyfriend, and we have built a strong relationship with open and honest communication, even when it's difficult.
It's been 6 months.
We have been
know his middle name.
We have a good read on each other and can call each other out when we sense something is bothering the other. He has an 8-year-old daughter from a previous relationship. No, she wrote something else.
Oh.
And lately their visitation arrangements haven't been very equal and it's starting to weigh on him. He avoids discussing visitation with the mother of his child because he thinks she'll use it as leverage against seeing his daughter altogether. Mm. Though not court ordered, he does give her money every month and doesn't want to get the courts involved for their child's sake.
Fair.
While I understand where he's coming from, I hate to see him so down when he's not able to see his daughter. Mind you, her mother has taken her out of the state without letting him know several times throughout the summer, and he hasn't seen her since Father's Day. I guess I'm looking for advice on how to navigate the situation without crossing boundaries while also supporting him and letting him know that the situation bothers me too. I love his daughter, and I want her to be part of our growing lives. Thanks for listening, Jessica.
Why everybody look at me?
You don't deal with kids.
You didn't. Thank you for sending a picture. Y'all look to be a beautiful couple. You didn't have to send a picture for that. That's a. But I'm glad we did get this letter. Thank you. Can we clap it up for this young lady sending us a letter that's not a situationship? And also, let's commend this black man for being standing present up, in his daughter's life. Okay, so sis, y'all been together 6 months. You don't know the nigga, so you have to relax. Something could happen. You could meet the real him, and y'all break up. So you don't want to really enthrall yourself in this and make things worse as it could happen. I think he needs to man up. And he needs to have these difficult conversations. And I'm not one for court. The courts are not involved in me and any of my kids. I mean, obviously my oldest, because I had a fight to get custody of her, but that's the extent of it. There's none of that court order visitation shit. Like, none of that. I'm a father. When I want my daughter, when I want my kids, I go get them. I see them. Their mother doesn't buck me on that. But they all my kids' mother also respects me. In that instant, if this young lady is not respecting him and all you have left is the courts, well, then maybe you need to do that. But you don't want to keep allowing so much time to go past, because what's happening here is the mother is now being able to put things in the daughter's head, and without seeing you to offset it, there's nothing she has to go off of. So I would tell you to, you know, maybe... anything you do needs to be discreet, and it also doesn't need to seem like you're pushing it, even to him. You got to sit back and let this man figure this one out on his own. Like I said, it's only been 6 months, and I get that you care about this man a lot, but yeah, you don't. This is one you don't want to get in the middle of this, because she's going to be around, guaranteed. You may not be. So you may get your heart into something, or you might get wrapped up into something.
The last thing you need is baby mama, wife drama.
And that's
a fight.
That's a fight. I don't know if you can fight. You look too nice. If you guys have a letter, please send it to guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. In the subject line, put your fake name. And if this is about a relationship, if it's a relationship question, send pictures of you in your bow. Or Bew. Is that a girl called a Bew? I don't know. But send a picture so we know what we're advising. Okay.
From now on, we'll be responding to some letters via email to make it better.
True.
Because it just seems like the right thing to do.
True. We do appreciate you guys, and we're going to communicate with you guys as often as possible. We got a playlist?
Oh, God damn it. I do this every time.
I guess that's up to you.
Che.
If what?
What you got on the playlist? Guys Next Door, Get the Drawers playlist. It is available on Spotify, Tidal, and Apple Music. So go
can
listen
I go
to
last?
That.
We need to update that.
Yeah, it does need to be updated.
Ain't updated?
We need to ask.
Y'all niggas are slipping? I've been that's over here one. Singing y'all praises.
They've been slipping.
That's
James.
They've been slipping.
Get your shit together.
James don't care about us.
James really don't. He really went over to the SMD show and really acting crazy.
You really keep calling it the SMD show, though.
This nigga's crazy.
Childish.
What you got for us, Che?
Can I go last?
No, you got to go first. You're the guest.
We going to be sitting here in silence.
Oh, my God. Oh my Ryan, God. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Janae.
Which one?
All of them shits.
Come on, what the fuck are you picking?
We go all of them shits. Man, I don't know. Cause a lot of her shit is like, you listen to the words, you don't want to have sex to it, but it'd be a good tune that you want to. Cause it's like, you ever had sex and the song playing and it's and the words is exactly the situation y'all going through? Like, you left me, nigga. And it's like, damn, you cheated.
You're
like, damn.
You over here crying and shit.
Yeah, it's like watching the show. You ever watch a show and they talk about some relationship and it'd be the exact. It'd be the exact. You're like, damn, you want to just turn it off. Like, ah, fuck. So I don't know if I could pick an exact Janae song at this very moment.
You got to pick one. What the fuck? James, bad enough James ain't updating the shit.
Right, like, I'm going to just close my eyes.
Pick one.
And it's going to be.
Damn, this shit sounds sad already.
Nah, I can't do that.
That sounded depressing.
We're going to go with Sativa.
Is Sativa on there already? I think Sativa's on there already.
Who knows? Because you don't even know what the fuck you put on that list.
Yeah, let's go. We'll take Sativa.
Take Sativa.
I'm going to go with a oldie, but goodie. 7th Streeter, Sex on the Ceiling.
Okay. And Sativa's not on it.
Sativa's not on there?
Nope. Thank you.
Che?
I'm going to go with Pussy Is Mine by Miguel.
But it's not his. But the song is all about lying.
I think you should go with Miguel. I Don't Want to Be Loved. I think
yeah, Che, we're
I do kind of like that.
Che,
we're gonna
override you on this one.
Yeah, go Miguel.
I'm gonna, overriding myself. I like that.
No, it's too late. You can't override yourself because we over.
If y'all don't know the words,
just read a little bit.
I don't wanna be loved.
I just want a quickie.
No bite marks,
no scratches,
and no hickeys. Baby, do get with that.
Mommy, come get with me.
There we go.
That is Che.
There it is.
And Che, you gonna give this man a threesome, right?
To the three. Big three.
He's heating up.
All right, so that
would be a very like precarious situation because the people on the trip don't know anything about.
It's London.
The people asked.
Although we are
on a
making
whole episode, and guess what I did for ya?
Put on a whole on fucking a whole episode, fucking and now episode. She's fucking acting crazy.
All right, well she's out.
We
here.
Are going. To
I was gonna she's say, out of here.
We are going to Madrid, so that would be the most ideal.
Wait a minute,
we're going to Madrid.
We're doing London, but we're doing Paris and Madrid
you
as well.
You ain't invite us on shit. Bye.
Yeah, that's she's a fact. What the fuck
she
is up with you, boy?
That's cool.
You don't be inviting us to shit.
Don't even talk on that mic. It's off.
It's off. Your mic's off.
It wasn't my trip.
It doesn't matter.
I invited myself on the trip.
So why not invite your husbands?
It would have been way fun, way better than us.
Because you don't fuck with us like that. That's the fucking
I guarantee those 11 people don't got the same juice we got in
that's
these streets.
That's a fucking fact.
Y'all want to come to London?
Nope.
Nah. We're going
to London on our own.
We're going and you're not coming. How about that?
That's over trip. My dead body.
Die.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye. You have to put me back on so I can sign off.
All right.
What happened?
I don't know what she said.
I don't mean because you can't hear her.
So yeah, that's us.
That's been a great episode, guys. Keep listening. Keep subscribing. We appreciate you. Follow us at guysnextdoor_. Send your emails, guysnextdoor123@gmail.com. If you are interested in booking us in your city for a live show, do not email us if you are not the person handling the booking.
Don't just say
we don't need any more suggestions. We know we should do a live show. We get it. We agree. Now, who's gonna be in charge of making it happen? If it's you, hit us up. Let's make it happen. I said follow us. Somebody was on the episode. I forgot who. So yeah, that don't matter no more. James, he was only awake for half the episode. I enjoyed this episode. I enjoyed this. This was fun.
I needed this.
We needed this. It was a good refresher.
Facts.
You know, it's almost good when Mac doesn't come.
Sometimes. He deserves to be home right now.
He definitely deserves. He earned it. You got any church announcements?
Always wanted to be amen. Beautiful,
sexy. TrapKaraoke.com. TrapKaraoke on Instagram. Guys Next Door over everything. I've been Mouse Jones.
I'm Flower Eye.
And your mic is off.
I'm Shay Mills.
And we are the Guys Next Door.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.